This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
A very good afternoon, Jan. How are you this
I'm
afternoon?
I'm well. Keeping well. How are you?
I'm always good. Thank you. So today we're going to be talking about we're going to kick off with WhatsApp testing updated interfaces, I believe. And then we're going to be talking about, it's all about WhatsApp. And I see we're talking about WhatsApp quality with this trick, something you're going to tell us about. So over to you, Jan.
Sure. Thank you. So, a lot of WhatsApp news today. Also, the big story today, even for us, was the fact that Minister of Health is recommending to Cabinet that we scrap all of our COVID regulations in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about WhatsApp first. There's a lot happening in WhatsApp at the moment. What's rolled out today is an update to the iOS beta version of the app that will let you react to messages with any emoji. So this feature has been in testing with Android for a while. It's not live yet, but WhatsApp only recently launched reactions with a limited set of emoji, I think like a week or two ago. And it was announced by Mark Zuckerberg himself on his old Facebook page that they were doing this. And so, they're rolling out these message reactions. And what's interesting about this story is less the feature set, because, I mean, honestly, rolling out emoji reactions is not that big a deal. I think to most of us, it's not going to fundamentally change what we use WhatsApp for. It is nice to be able to just react to a message rather than posting, a laughing face or whatever, and having, it removes a bit of spam from your WhatsApp group chats, which is nice. But it's interesting to see the competition between WhatsApp and Telegram heating up. And I know that at Chai FM we use Telegram, and so I think it's interesting to look at what's happening between the two platforms. So just yesterday, Telegram announced the launch of Telegram Premium, and it's live in South Africa. You can subscribe for 90 rand a month if you want. And that's hot on the heels of WhatsApp, once again, Mark Zuckerberg, announcing that they're going to be doing the same thing with WhatsApp. They're going to have a premium subscription, but mainly for aimed at business users, whereas Telegram's premium subscription is aimed at everybody. So they give everybody, whether you're a regular user or that just wants to support the platform, or you're a sort of heavy user, an influencer or a business that's using Telegram, you can subscribe to this premium service and get some benefit out of it. And so it's interesting to see the two different approaches from the two different companies, but it's also really interesting to see Telegram making sure that it pips WhatsApp. Every time WhatsApp says we're going to do something, Telegram makes sure that they're out first to make sure that they stay ahead of the game. It's a case study in how competitive markets work. It's actually quite exciting to watch.
It is. I mean, and we just hopefully benefit from it. So hopefully we get the best of both.
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to just use one or the other. I mean, inevitably, we do, right? So there's usually a big winner, and that in that case it's WhatsApp, and that's where most stuff happens. But what's been really exciting in mobile instant messaging, even though it's a pain, right? I think everybody feels like, man, I wish I could just have one app in which I can do all of my messaging. And the problem is we had that. So people might not remember this, but in the very early days of the mobile internet, of the internet in general, but of smartphones and the mobile internet, we had a standards-based service, and the underlying protocol was called Jabber. There were other protocols as well, and you had apps that supported all of these different protocols. So you can have one app that connects to Jabber, and it connects to various other open protocols to do messaging with. And the most popular one amongst us Android users at the time was Google Talk or Google Chat, whatever you wanted to call it. And it was based on this Jabber protocol. And the problem with it was that it takes incredibly long to change a standard like that, a standard that's widely adopted and widely used. So just being able to send a file, you know, so if you want to share pictures and stuff, something that we do every day without even thinking about it, sharing pictures and video, voice notes, location pins on a platform like WhatsApp or Telegram, trying to get that into the Jabber standard so that you can do it in Google Talk or one of the other clients was such a pain. And in fact, file transfers were basically impossible. They had to use like an additional tacked on method of doing it. And then once again, it broke the whole standards thing. So now you had to use this specific application to be able to send a file to another person using Google Talk or whatever, you know. And so what happened with the explosion of apps and these mobile instant messaging services like BBM, I think, was the one that blazed the trail.
BlackBerry
for everybody.
One. Oh, do you remember that? Yeah, BlackBerry.
Yeah. BBM. And so BBM blazed the trail there, and then when BlackBerry folded, you know, when it wasn't able to capitalize on its market dominance, and WhatsApp was waiting in the wings to take over, the trade-off that we get with these centralized and walled ecosystems is much faster innovation than we had in the early days. But as I said, that comes at a cost, and the cost is an open protocol that, you know, now there's no, you can't just go, cool, I'm gonna have a single app that talks WhatsApp and Telegram and even BBM. You know, because if it were an open protocol, you could still support it, even though it was old and dead. And you can pull your emails into it and, you know, whatever you want. But then, you know, the whole thing moves much more slowly. So, yeah, that's a brief history of mobile instant messaging and what we get for trading off for, you know, centralized walled gardens versus open standards.
Absolutely. I think, I wonder where it's going to go to in the future. That's going to be interesting. Imagine in 10 years' time. Yeah,
indeed. And, you know, you kind of think, but, you know, I can do whatever I want to do right now. You know, we've got voice notes, which was popularized, funny enough, by the Chinese instant messaging giant WeChat. It started off with these voice notes, and they were incredibly popular, and they slowly started making their way from there into other platforms. And sort of before WeChat could become properly popular in South Africa, it was supported in other stuff. You know, we had it in Telegram and we had it in WhatsApp. But, you know, you kind of think, but I can do voice notes, which is essentially a way to record voicemail on demand. I can send pictures and videos. I can make calls. I can make group calls. I can make video calls. What more can I possibly want? And you know, are they not just going to add features on for the sake of features, like Telegram with their stickers? I hate the stickers.
Yeah, I don't enjoy
But lots
those.
Of people
yeah,
love them.
Yeah, yeah. I totally and, get you on that one, yeah.
Yeah. And but, you know, every time I think, what else? Time to just say, okay, this app is finished. We have finished it. It is now a complete system. Here we go. There's always something. They always surprise you. There's always something new and interesting you didn't even realize you needed that these smart folks work on.
Absolutely. And Jan Vermeulen, the editor, obviously, for mybroadband.co.za. Thank you very much. And mybroadband.co.za, please have a look at it. Go to their website. It's South Africa's largest technology news website. Thank you, Jan, and have a good evening.
It's a pleasure. You too. Have
Thank
a great
you
evening.
So much, Jan.